第一章第一节跟第二节。
It is sent to Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2.
这是小弟觉得要跟大家来思考的。
So this is something I wanted to bring to your attention.
第一节，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。第二节，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。阿们。小弟要跟大家来思考这两节什么呢？
So what do I want to bring to your attention from these two verses?
因为我们现在可以得到大量的资料。
Nowadays we can gather a lot of information very fast.
第一个问题啊，这个启示录是谁的？
So first question, this revelation belongs to whom?
大家不要想这很简单哦。
So don't you think this is an easy question?
出去有时候问到真耶稣教会的同龄。
There are times when I go and talk to believers of the true Jesus Church.
有时候遇到外教派的朋友们。
And then I will have members of our church who see other denominations.
启示录是谁的？谁写的？他们很快会告诉你，叫做使徒约翰啊。
If you ask them who wrote the book of Revelation, they will say it is Apostle John.
大家要注意啊，这一卷不是使徒约翰的。
But take note that this book is not written by Apostle John.
刚才第一章第一节有看到吗？启示录是谁的啊？
So can you not see verse 1 in chapter 1?
是耶稣基督的。
It says it's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不对啊，不是使徒约翰把它记录下来的吗？
But you can say it's John who wrote it down.
我们应该说启示录就是从耶稣基督来的。
But you can say that revelation comes from Jesus Christ.
是谁的？
And who does it belong to?
是耶稣基督的。
So it belongs to Jesus Christ.
是谁写的？
And who wrote it?
是耶稣基督借着使徒约翰所记录下来的。
It is Jesus who recorded through Apostle John.
所以使徒约翰基本上可以说，或者更精确的说，是使徒行传的代笔者，不是，是启示录的代笔者啦。
So you could say that the Apostle John was only the person who penned it.
哇，所以在我们真耶稣教会神学院啊，楼上的图书馆。
So in the library in our theological seminary.
光是要查这些启示录的资料啊，哇，几十本上百本啊。
There are many, many books regarding Revelation.
可是里面一看啊，哇，有些上下两大册。
But you sometimes see, you can see volume 1, volume 2, and they are very thick.
有些在书面跟标题就说，启示录是重要的启示文学。
And there are some that will say that Revelation is a very important literature regarding things that's been revealed.
请大家记住啊，启示录绝对不是启示文学，也不是比喻 metaphor， 不是啊。
But that is take heed that it is not a literature and is not a metaphor.
为什么它绝对不是文学呢？
Why is it not simply a piece of literature?
因为只要是文学，就一定是出于人的创作，有创作的因素在啊。
Well, literatures are created by men.
但是大家要搞清楚，一开始耶稣就启示我们。
But here in the very beginning it says revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个整个内容是完全是出自于我们的主耶稣基督的，没有出自于人意啊。
So the content of this book comes from Jesus Christ and nothing was from men.
所以它是没有创作性质的。
Nothing had been created by men.
这个跟我们在读到后面如何去解明它去解出它有很大的关系。
And this is directly related to how we may interpret the book.
所以这里告诉我们，这个启示的内容是什么呢？
And what is the content of this revelation?
那大家想一想，什么叫做启示？
So first, let us consider what does the word revelation mean?
启示在希腊原文里面的意思，其实就是打开、揭开的那个字啊。
So the word reveal in Greek original text means to open, to show, to disclose.
所以很多人不知道启示就有各自的解释。
And so there are people who do not understand the root word and then they have many interpretations.
这个启示就是打开啦。
But in actual fact, reveal means to open.
什么叫做打开？好像那个帕子从脸上把它揭开一样啊。
It is like how you unveil something.
这里面这个东西是本来就有的。
So the things, whatever is inside was already there.
所以我们所读的启示录啊，是早在神创世之前就已经定好的，不是后来才临时起意发生的。
So whatever we read in the book of Revelation was already there in the beginning before creation. It was not something that suddenly popped out at the end.
因为现在查经软体很方便。
Nowadays, we have a lot of Bible reference tools.
我相信我们真耶稣教会的同龄有很高的素质。
And I'm sure we are all pretty well familiar in them.
有很多可以使用的网络软体，包括是原文的软体。
And there are many web applications that help you with Bible study, even the original text.
所以小弟因为时间关系就不翻了，我讲一讲，你们回去再查啦。
Now, because of time constraint, we will not go through them.
我把一个小时的讲章两分钟之内讲完。
I'll try to cover one hour worth of content in 2 minutes.
那你们回去用查经软体去查新约圣经当中奥秘这个原文这个字 mysterium。
So you can go home and go onto your tool and find the word for mystery, mysterio, the original text.
把新约圣经里面这所有的奥秘的精节全部调出来。
And find all the verses relating to the word mystery.
小弟相信各位，因为我们都有同一个圣灵。
I'm sure because we all partake of the same Holy Spirit.
你仔细去分析这些精节的内容，跟他讲的时间 timetable。
So if you look at all these verses and you put them onto a timeline,
会发觉啊，整个圣经里面告诉我们奥秘有四大时间阶段啊。
And so there are 4 main time periods regarding this mystery.
这个经文你们一查就看得懂，因为我们有真理的圣灵。
Now we have the spirit of the truth, so once you study, you'll understand.
第一个阶段是在创世之前，还没有我们这个时间跟空间，也就是 universe 之前啊。
So the first time frame is before creation, before the world began.
所以这个奥秘早在没有这个世界之前就已经开始了。
So this so-called mystery began before the creation of time and the world.
经文告诉我们奥秘的第二个阶段。
And the second stage, the second time frame of this mystery.
就是从有这个世界开始一直到耶稣基督来之前的这一个时间。
It's from the beginning of the world until the coming of, the first coming of Jesus Christ.
因为这个时候的奥秘啊是隐藏不言的。经文这样讲，隐藏不言。盖起来了。
And at this time, this mystery is closed. It is hidden.
那我们现在是在奥秘的第几阶段呢？
And which stage are we in?
我们是在奥秘的第三阶段。
We are in the third stage.
自从耶稣基督降生之后，这一个奥秘就打开了。
Since Jesus came into this world, this mystery has been disclosed.
所以旧约里面我们这些属灵的前辈以及这些先人们，他们不知道奥秘啊。
So in the Old Testament and our forefathers, our ancestors, they did not understand this mystery.
可是耶稣来把这个奥秘打开。
But Jesus came and revealed the mystery to us.
所以在新约时期的每一个真正的基督徒。
So in that New Testament time, every true Christian,
都要非常清楚神的奥秘是什么。
Should have a full understanding of what the mystery of God is.
所以以前我们会开玩笑。
So we used to joke.
说哎呀，这个讲道者啊，赖传道可能又在讲奥秘了。
That this sermonizer preacher Lai is probably talking about mystery again.
小弟从来不拿奥秘开玩笑的，我不在养啊。
I will not joke about mystery.
因为啊，这是戏谑的话，就是说你讲什么我听不懂，所以就把它戏称为奥秘。
Some people might say, use the word, mystery as a euphemism for something that you don't understand.
不对啊，照着圣经的经文，我们新约时期的弟兄姐妹，我们要掌握每一个神的奥秘，全部都知道。
But in the New Testament time, every Christian should have a clear understanding of every mystery of God.
不是只有传道知道。
Not just the preachers.
在座的你们都要知道。
So everyone seated here, you must
know. 这个奥秘有十大，有十大内容。
And there are 10 main points to this mystery.
其实都跟我们的十大信条有关系。
And they are all related to our basic beliefs.
好，这个奥秘到最后第四个时期是什么呢？
So what is the fourth stage of this mystery?
也在启示录里面。
This is written in Revelation.
就是当第七支号筒吹响的那个时候，这奥秘就完成了。这样写。
At the moment when the seventh trumpet sounds.
好，小弟讲这个就是启示。这个启示现在打开来了，所以我们才有眼前这一卷启示录。
Now this revelation, this mystery has been revealed to us, and that is why we have this book of revelation in front of us.
好，那这个启示是给谁的呢？
And who is this revelation for?
第一节告诉我们说，只是他的众仆人。
So verse 1 it says, it is for his servants.
众仆人就是在座诸位，包括小弟啊。
So that includes me, includes you.
所以启示录不是给教会的长老或对圣经特别有研究的。
So Revelation, this book is not just for the elders and also for the scholars.
所以使徒约翰他记载了什么
？So what did Apostle John write?
一章二节后面告诉我们，将他所看见的都证明出来。
So verse 2 it says that he will testify everything that he saw.
所以注意哦。 启示录是不是约翰所想到的，或者是苦思出来的？
So is Revelation something that John had imagined or thought of?
不要再相信什么文学那一套啦，一点关系都没有。
So do not think that this is a mere piece of literature.
约翰只能记载两个东西，一个是看到的，神让他看到的；第二个，神让他听到的，就是这样子而已，一点都不能经过他的心再去 modify， 不可以。
John could only write down what he saw and what he heard. He could not add anything to it.
好，那我们一旦知道这个启示录的定义，我们就知道它跟我们的重要性很密切。
Now we knew the definition of this revelation, then we can understand how deeply important related it is to us.
我们继续再来看第一章第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，我们要注意什么呢？
So why shall we take heed in?
第一个，这里